is Fuck You Dad.
Men are creeps.
Men are pigs. Yeah, for sure.
I hope we're not recording right now.
Are we recording?
That's okay.
I love this as an opener.
I think that's a good opener.
I think this is a great opening.
We're here chilling
with
Wild.
Speaking of men being creeps.
Yeah. It's Wild Phil, bro. Yeah,
we got Wild Phil, musician.
Your other labels? Musician?
Yeah, so the longest thing I ever did was I played in a psychedelic band called Kroll Klex. It's basically like a Polish Willy Wonka.
Uh-huh.
I was in it for 10
years.
What
the fuck does that mean? He's trying to say that like that, man. You know, it's like a Polish Willy Wonka. What does that mean?
It's a movie that I'd watch when I was a kid, and it was like way too fucking psychedelic for a kid's movie.
Was it like a dude with a sausage factory just inviting kids?
No. You want to know the plot? It was a dude that owned an orphanage of only boys names started with A.
Okay.
And he had like, you could jump into any fairy tale that you read.
Oh, that's not bad.
And
that
so,
sounds pretty fun.
So it was.
I don't know why that sounds like a horror movie. Yeah. I don't know why, like, the idea is like, read Little Red Riding Hood. And then, like, you know, fucking horrible nightmare.
You just get fucking eaten alive by a wolf.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like every scenario ends bad. Yeah,
there was a wolf cult in one of the fairy tales burns a town down. So.
Holy shit.
But,
and you grew up on this movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that explains your thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Explains your whole thing.
But yeah, I was in that band for 10 years, and then I kind of had, like, a huge falling out. I mean, after having, like, 30 fucking members, I'm like, I'm done dealing with people.
Yeah,
I'm just going to write shit on my own. And then recently during Corona, I was like, I haven't played metal in a long time. So I just put out, because this is how fucking old I am, I looked for members through Craigslist.
Okay.
Got a few interesting characters through there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we lasted for like 2 years, and then like I just hated, like we fucking wanted to kill each other.
So it was just like a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, yeah. And I was telling Kenyon before, like we couldn't find a place to jam, so we kind of like paid off a storage unit guy.
Uh-huh.
And I mean it just made it more black metal because the tin acoustics,
yeah, just
sounded
all vibrating.
Like
yeah.
And I mean it was just but yeah, the biggest thing was like there was no place to play. So we're like, what should we do now? Write three more songs. But the coolest thing that was metal was we played one of the last shows in, I mean, I don't even know if they reopened Underground Lounge.
Yeah.
It's like in Boys Town.
Okay.
And the day we played, they fucking shut off the heat. So like, and it was like 10 degrees below zero.
Oh
with the
my God. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Playing the show, we're like, don't even put the smoke machine on. Cause when I'm screaming, it's just like,
yeah. Wait, so was everyone just freezing to death?
They were,
you got to mosh to stay alive at that point.
Yeah.
Let's hit each other for some heat.
Yeah. Just to get some warmth going on. I mean, it helped you be rightfully angry.
Yeah.
Like, I love that metal is an adjective. I think that's so, I wish comedy could have that without you sounding like a complete dickhead. You
like
know,
what?
You're staying at a Red Roof in for $50 a show, and you're like, oh, that's so comedy.
Oh God,
and you're like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you would sound like a dickhead.
That,
but metal, it's cool.
You're like, that's
you know?
So metal.
Like,
yeah, but to be fair, that is so comedy.
Yeah,
staying at a Red Roof in with a six pack as an only front after a show. That's pretty comedy.
It's very comedy.
That's comedy. As
I just wish we could say it like that.
Yeah, you can't though.
Yeah. So the psych band is called Kroll Klex, KROLKLEKS.
Yeah.
The black metal band's called Red Tongue Ghost. It's on Spotify. Both of them are iTunes, Spotify.
It's all out there.
Yeah, it's
all
Bandcamp.
Right.
Were you playing music when you were a kid? Like, did you start when you were young?
Yeah, I learned how to play guitar in third grade. And it's funny because, you know.
Fucking loser.
Before you even wanted to fuck, you were trying to learn how to fuck, man.
Yeah. But I mean,
that's like the only not love for an instrument, not because it's a cool thing to do. But Nick's like, no, it's all a ploy to get laid. I just resent anyone who plays guitar because I've at 2 points in my life had a guitar and sold it for drugs.
Well,
and then I got a guitar again, hoping to play it, and then went back to sell it. And both times I got the guitar, and both times I went back to a dark place.
So every time you see somebody who can play the guitar, you're like, ah, better than me.
Yeah, I'm like,
self-control.
Well,
look at that.
Fuck you. Every time someone plays the guitar, I'm like, oh, okay, somebody doesn't have a major drug addiction in high school, you fucking loser.
But to be honest, as soon as you get that guitar, like, before you think, I mean, the girls start coming. You don't even got to fucking think about them. I'm just saying.
See, here's what I have to do. Here's what I have to do. Spend 7 years writing jokes.
Okay, here we go.
Get a haircut. And then they come.
Oh, yeah. Definitely had to get a haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about that last episode.
You know what the funny thing, though, was? Like, my mom was like, oh, this fucking brat wants to play guitar. Like, yeah, sure, this kid's going to think this is cool for, like, 2 days. So she's like, I'm not getting you an electric guitar till you learn one song. So I learned Green Day Brain Stew. But I learned it on a fucking mariachi garage sale guitar. So it's like,
that's like cooler. That's like you've almost invented a new genre of music.
Yeah.
That's like pretty cool.
That's a cool song to learn too. It wasn't like what I smoke on the water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it was pretty simple.
I enjoyed that.
I remember, because my mom was like, we should take it to our class. It was like her way of trying to stop me from, you know, being like, he needs to do a thing.
Yeah, she was being a mom. She was being a good mom.
Yeah, it's like, he needs to do a thing besides pills or whatever. And then I go to guitar class. She's like, so what music are you into? And I just, it was like all rap music. And I was like, oh, I don't even really listen to that much rock. He's like, why are you here? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, it was both one of those things. We were looking at each other and we're like, it's like a first date that wasn't going well. Like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And then you just take the guitar and you sell it.
So I know you mentioned, like, you sold drugs to get the guitar and back.
No. I didn't. I sold the guitar for drugs.
Okay. Okay, I was the other way around. Yeah, the other way around. For 10 fucking years. And then I'm like, oh, I have a kid. Maybe I should stop.
Oh, you have a kid?
Well, yeah, I have a stepkid, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you don't really have that.
So I had to, well.
That's how fucked up Kenyon's perception of family is, dude.
I mean, I'm glad I skipped through the, the fucking angering years. Now I don't have to deal with that much.
You got fathered into a kid.
Yeah. So.
Was your dad into music at all? Like, was he?
To start off, my dad was a piece of fucking shit.
Yes. That's why. Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm tired of these people. My dad is so great, and he's a saint, and I'm tired of that shit.
No, he was a fucking wife beater. He beat the shit out of me. I mean, he was a piece of shit.
Fuck him, bro.
And he died from Corona in 2020.
It was for some good.
Yeah.
There was like a purge effect.
Yeah.
There was nobody talked about that. Like, a lot of people died. Some people needed to go.
And I love how, like, people in my family were like, oh, this Corona might be fake. We don't know. Because they said he died from Corona. I'm like, who cares what it was? He fucking died. You know, like,
he's gone.
That's like a totally different art. You're not even like, of course, COVID's real. Killed him. You're like, let's just be happy he's dead.
Yeah.
Like, guys, let's stop arguing. Like, why question a good thing?
I was like, wait, I forgot he died of COVID. Like, I focused on the good news.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, who cares?
No, but the first cool fact, I got to mention this, even though he was a piece of shit.
Yes.
So what I didn't understand, I don't know what it is with fucking Polish people and World War II, because I would randomly, like my parents got divorced and I'd visit him and he'd give me all this like old ass fucking Nazi memorabilia.
Wow.
And he was not a Nazi. He was a jeweler, and he was just like a typical Polish fucking guy. Like, just,
was he from Poland or?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's from.
Yeah, my English was my second language.
So you're from Poland?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Is that where you were born, in Poland?
I was born 1 year after. Born in Chicago, and but like, I didn't know English till second grade, and in like, you know, everybody I was around spoke Polish.
Yeah, I mean, it's Chicago heavy Polish.
Yeah.
Okay, so
very,
that's cool.
Very cool, man.
I didn't but is there a thing among the Poles, since it was ruled by Nazi Germany for a little bit, that they're
Poland got taken over. It was like one of the hugest
concentration. Well, I know, but you think you'd be like mad about that.
I know.
Look at these cool medals of these guys that killed our family.
I know. I don't know. But then later on, so when he died, I was going through all this shit. You know what I found out that was like cool as fuck? And this is like the Polish gypsy side that's cool as fuck. So he would buy old steel, like from the 1900s, and he would like fraudulently make this shit. So with all this Nazi shit he made,
that is pretty fucking cool. That's pretty metal, bro.
He'd fucking sell it to Nazis.
Yeah, and then you scam neo-Nazis, so that's smart.
Yeah, you're scamming these fucks.
So that's like a nice thing your dad did. Scamming the neo-Nazis. Yeah. He's getting some money.
It's kind of like one of those moral, like, is it bad, is it good? Because you are, like, making Nazis happy, but they aren't really, they're getting tricked.
They're getting shit. Yeah.
It's kind of like a Breaking Bad sort of thing.
Some time making some Nazi stuff.
Yeah, you're still.
Yeah. Just a little wild.
Yeah, you're still in the lab cooking up Nazi stuff.
You're still propagating Nazi stuff.
Yeah, you're still throwing
it
out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, nobody's like, no one's ever saw a swastika and be like, well, at least it's fake.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
Well, it's, you know, yeah.
There's yeah. No, yeah, there's never been like a cross on fire and a black person's on and they're like, well, it's not a real cross. It's not Jesus's cross, you know, made it.
At least it's cardboard. Yeah. It's fucking like maple.
Yeah, that's a good point. Probably still a piece of shit.
Yeah,
kind
still a symbol of hate across
the world.
The only other cool thing, like, the metal runs in the family because now I'm a welder, you know. But the only other cool thing was he completely refurbished the Marshall Fields clock on his own. Like
Oh, the one here?
One downtown. Because he worked for a company. They mainly made, like, decorations for churches, you know, like, out of brass and the chalices and shit. But then they were given, like, so before it was... Before it was just plain, like a plain clock face, and then, you know, they made like the Cubs logo on it. So that's after he refurbished it. But let's not talk about how nice this fucking.
That's barely.
He
cool
wasn't always making fake Nazi stuff and fixing clocks. Yeah. Right? So sometimes he did some not fun things.
So this story is fucking insane, and I'm glad I came out like sane on top, partially sane. But okay,
let him know, baby.
So I didn't talk to him like since I was a kid because like beatings and shit, and he got lost visitations, and then 2020, you know. Everybody got laid off, whatever. I'm delivering shit for Instacart, and they call me up. And they told me a bunch of times that he, like, has dementia now. I'm like, oh, that's why this fucking asshole's calling me every 3 minutes, because he forgot that he did.
Yeah.
And so, like, so I'm delivering Instacart stuff, and they're like, so we don't have anybody else on the power of attorney. And, you know, Dr. Sugarcoat shit. So they're like, would you like to do some comfort care? And I didn't know what that meant. Do you guys think that means?
Comfort care kind of sounds like a blowjob to me.
Right?
It kind of sounds like you want to come over and
sounds like a massage.
Comfortably care for this person.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, you know, this guy's really mean. Maybe he needs one, right? No. But no, it means they shoot you up full of morphine to have like legal euthanasia. And
that's
the darkest version of that I could have thought. I didn't see that at all.
Yeah.
They basically just kill you through intense drugs.
Yeah. Because so the thing was, he was in the hospital for COPD. You know what that is?
Yes. It's like a chronic lung condition.
Yeah, because he smoked cigarettes one after the other. And so they were like, you know, if we try to save him because of the COPD, like because of like trying to disinfect his lungs, we're going to put so much oxygen in him that he's like, there's a 90% chance he's going to be paralyzed. So he's not even going to have a happy life. So I'm like, you know what? Even if this isn't an enemy of mine, comfort care. Fucking put this dog down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Comfort care.
So that's what. So here's where shit gets fucking crazy. So he lived in a welfare building. It was like the nicest, like, white privilege welfare building I've ever seen. It's on fucking Lakeshore Drive. Like,
that's a pretty nice building.
Yeah.
I don't live on fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So what I called Dexter. I'm like, first off, it's Corona, so first off, I never had anybody die before, so I don't know what to do next. Next, everything is on lockdowns, and the third thing is, I don't fucking care about this guy, so I don't know what the what am I supposed to do?
You're like, this is like, it's a chore.
Yeah, I'm already panicking, like, how much is a coffin gonna cost, you know, like.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I've
been feeling the same exact thing.
What do you even say at the funeral? You're like, well, glad this finally happened.
Let me cremate him on my own, DIY, you know?
Yeah. I am very happy that my dad at least has some money that, so when he goes, like, it's on him. It's on his tab, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a whole thing.
So I go to, so the doctor's like, well, because everything's shut down, you need to, like, move his shit out of his apartment because you're going to be charged with his rent. Because, because of Corona lockdown,
you just hate how
he's fucking you in life and after death. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you're gonna pay his rent soon. You're like, what?
Made me. You guys know that.
Yeah.
I didn't make him.
Yeah.
He's responsible for me.
Well, you take care of it. That's not my problem.
Yeah, dude.
Come on, dude.
So they're like, yeah, you gotta move him out of there because, like, the government, because everything's on lockdown, they're not gonna process the death certificate for like 3 months. So I go over there.
I imagine you just opening a bunch of credit cards and being like, just flying around the world. It's like, it's not going to, you just hear that, like, process for 3 months.
Well,
it just cuts to a fucking montage of you just everywhere that isn't locked out. You're like in Alabama living your life.
Well, because since he's a jeweler, I'm like, the moment I heard that shit, I'm like, fuck, cha-ching. You know, like, He's got to have a stash of fucking rings there. And this just gets fucking more twisted and more twisted. I go to his fucking place.
Yeah.
And I find out he's got like these three fucking conniving gypsy broads that are robbing him. They're robbing him.
No. In the middle of you walking in.
No. Like for the past 10 years. Because he's had dementia.
Oh, so do they live there? Or are you saying like it's like online girlfriends?
No. They would like, so one of them lived in the same building. And then the other two, they would so he was hospitalized all the time for the COPD. So he was basically living in the hospital while they're living in his apartment. And what do you mean by
we don't hear gypsy that much anymore? What do you mean by like they have like tricks and spells? Like what does that even mean?
They got a big bag over their shoulder. Yeah,
they were just robbing him. They were cashing all his social security checks. They were fucking. I when I went there, I did find.
I love how you're like trying to be like, so these scumbags. Before I could rob my dad.
I know.
Already robbing my dead dad.
I know. I'm like,
I go there ready to rob my dead dad.
This is fucking for me to rob.
Yeah. Hey, it's my lifetime of trauma. I'm entitled to catching dad's social security for
I know. First, it's the social security. Then I go in there, and there's three briefcases with this foam and these slits where there's supposed to be like 1,000 rings. Yeah. I'm like, they fucking robbed him before me. What the fuck? You know? So.
Sorry, I just got to take that in as a moment. It's funny how your dad dies showing up to the place and go, they robbed him before. Like, just that.
Well, okay.
That is a moment in your life. Right. That's got to be where.
All right.
Oh, let me just go look in the mirror real quick.
So just to add some parentheses to this, so I'm not a complete scumbag. The worst part.
No, I'm on your team. I'm on your team.
Well, you said he's beating you. He's beating the mom.
Well, the worst part about death is like you just keep thinking about like all the what ifs. Like, what if he didn't drink? What if he like? Because my mom's even crazier than him. So I'm like, maybe he started drinking because of her. But it's like you can't think of the what ifs because.
Well, it's also it didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
what if it's like? Well, we saw it. How it played out. That didn't happen. End of that. Now.
So yeah. So I go into my fucking like crooked Chicago ways because I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna go after the fucking social security checks. But what I did do is I saw all his Bank of America statements and I'm like, I went to the Bank of America and luckily there's Polish women working there. So nice. I talked to them in Polish and I'm just like, listen, I'm gonna tell you this whole bizarre fucking story about my dad. Can you please just tell me if I know you can't release information legally, but from the date before he died to after he died, was there any huge transaction? And they're just like, they didn't even say it, you know?
Yeah.
And those girlfriends of his, they withdrew like $6,000. So.
Damn. Can you get that back?
I called up my friend who's as big as me. Oh, we fucking dressed up like mob guys.
That's
and
what I'm talking about.
And I told him to meet up.
This is like a better movie than anything I've seen in a long time. I want to see this movie.
I know.
Where's the screenplay? Everyone's the new Batman. I want to see the movie about a guy who's trying to rob his scumbag's dad apartment, and then he can't because his three girlfriends are doing that.
So I told her to meet up with me, and I go, all right, this guy right here, he's a retired cop. He's a private investigator now. We have you on camera withdrawing the money from the ATM. And if you're not going to give it back, we're not just going to take the law into our hands. This is Chicago. Things will get violent.
So you just underline.
and they withdrew it like fucking in 2 hours.
They just gave you 16.
They just gave me it right there.
I mean, we're gonna go hang out after this podcast.
I love that story.
But this isn't even the this is gonna make me
nothing makes me happier, dude, than a good fucking scam against people who deserve to get scammed.
Yeah, against people who are robbing a man in the hospital.
Yes,
yeah, he's got dementia.
That's your inheritance. Your right to rob your dad in the hospital. Man. You
like if I'm gonna get anything, at least $6,000 from this fucking guy who was asshole.
Yeah, I mean, you should. But when you're a little kid getting punched in the face, you're like, at least I'll have like a savings account.
Yeah.
Do I get a down payment on a decent car?
Does the interest go up with more punches?
Yeah.
2.5%. 2%.
All right. One more. No, but anyways, so here's where it gets even darker. Like, so I had a podcast at the time. It was called Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. That is not around. But anyways, so. I'm reading online about you know, all this like cemetery stuff. I mean, eventually, like, long story short, he got buried on city money at some shitty cemetery that I don't even know where it is. But I was like, I was trying to think of what can I do? And I'm a creepy fuck. I love taxidermy.
Oh boy.
So I'm just like,
okay.
I mean,
me and Nick are both uncomfortable, but please smash
my ears. I'm pushing the button under the table.
Yeah, yeah. We're all right.
So I'm sitting.
We're all down for the Rob and the women. But so, I mean, once we get to stuffing bodies, we're gonna get a little weird.
So I'm sitting in the bathtub like a typical Polack, sipping tea and just, you know, in my Epsom salts, and I'm just like reading on. There was this like real right wing guy who's like, man, my dad's a badass, so I want his skull right in between my AR-15 and my AK-47. And I'm like, I have this podcast. I'm like, I have this podcast, and you know what I was thinking of? One of my favorite comedians, you remember Craig Ferguson with that skeleton puppet?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm like, I'm going to do that on my dad on the fucking podcast.
So you were saying you were going to make your dad's skeleton into a voodoo doll.
Yeah, into a fucking puppet. And like, it just
Buddy, I got some issues against it's my genetic. Dad. And that's a level of patriot I've never...
But it was...
That's like a deep, like... Damn.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I just kept going down the rabbit hole because I'm like, you know, I'm like I had this talk with my wife. I'm like, I know we have a kid here, and I know like I might make my dad into a skeleton, you know?
So wait, you told your wife I might make my dad to a skeleton. Well, she immediately didn't take her kid and just drive as far as that woman loves you or is disturbed as Jesus.
Well,
real love, bro.
Where I finally like slapped myself in the face was like, so at the time I was like, you know, obviously I'm into metal, so I was making like these hoodies out of coyote pelt. Yeah, and I was like, so I was looking up. I was like, maybe this is gonna be real expensive to do this to my dad.
Yeah,
and now I started thinking, can I do this at home? You know, and that's why I'm like, all right, this is fucking. And my wife's like, you want to fucking cut up your own dad in front of my kid? This is.
Reasonable response.
Yeah, she's right there.
Have a Dexter episode going.
I was like, this is all right. Yeah, so
I can see why you love the podcast. So I mean, the title really drew you in,
right? And
you're like, fuck you, dad. Oh, I wanted to skin my dad. Yeah. This is the podcast for me. Absolutely,
that's beyond.
Else is like, fuck you. I don't know. You're like, you literally, I don't even know, maybe this you want to fuck story. His dead corpse. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem beyond how you're feeling.
If it's legal, you know.
Do you have an example of, like, his source of the self-hatred? Like, what did he do that was so intense that you would later want to turn him
What was the biggest bad thing? So I sort of, this is actually kind of funny in a dark way. I technically got kidnapped. Because I went on the reason why it's funny is I went on a visitation with, it was me, my brother and my grandma, and I pissed him off somehow. I was like, I want to go to this like store, and he's like, oh no, like, he's like, no, we're not fucking going. We're going to get food. And then like, he had like every fucking Polack in Chicago has an old Mercedes Benz. So I put my hand over the joystick, and he's like, and he knocked my lights out.
Oh shit.
And he panicked that he knocked me out. So I just woke up in the middle of the road, and he took off with my brother and my grandma. I just woke.
So he knocked you out in a car with your brother and your grandma and just went, open the door and just pushed you out.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I know how to recover. Like, as if nobody saw it. He's like, fuck.
I know. I'm like,
when you just pour a glass of milk as a kid, and you just like put something over it. So
I'm just like, so obviously I know who you like better if you didn't, you fucking just threw me out and kidnapped this guy.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah. I'm the least favorite kid for sure.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
You just wake up and you're
that's
like,
fucking
oh,
crazy.
Wow, I guess I shouldn't have asked to play some. There's just little things like that, you know. Well, you know, that's a pivotal moment, though, because you have things that fuck you up. You'll be like, oh, sweet. I'll never be normal for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Now you can make music, dude, play every instrument at the same time and mix it all by yourself. Dude, that's some serious fucking talent.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I don't want to kiss my own ass, but like, it's like a lot of people in my position, you know, they fucking kill themselves or they get, you know, become drug addicts. It's
no,
like,
you can toot your own horn that you didn't kill yourself. I think everybody.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. yeah, and you then can do it.
People are like, chill out.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's good. It's a good thing to do, bro. Yeah. I'm glad you're around. Fuck that. Fuck your dad. I'm glad you got that $6,000, man.
Right. Yeah. We'll dedicate this episode to this fucking corpse in whatever city cemetery, right?
Fuck Absolutely. That shitty corpse. Do you have anything you want to plug besides your YouTube channel, Wild Phil?
Yeah, it's Wild Phil's Osophy.
Wild Phil's Osophy.
It was Phil's Osophy, but I guess it was like it's like from some Office episode or some shit. So it's Wild Phil's Osophy.
Nice.
And I share a shit ton more crazy fucking stories like that on there. I like to stick to it being funny. Sometimes it's just me ranting about shit. Like, I couldn't stop getting mud water ads, so I made a fucking parody of it because I can't stand that fucking commercial at this point.
I do hate the mud water ads.
Yeah. That and the toxic poop. Have you gotten the toxic poop on YouTube? Over
no,
in-
I'm not doing that bad.
No, the mud water. You know what drives me nuts about the mud water shit is because like the artist in me comes out and I'm like, who the fuck? I know it's the co-owner, but who chose this monotone motherfucker for an ad? Mm-hmm. He's just, please buy my mud water. a great replacement for coffee. Like, it's like the Peter Francis Geraci ads, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, dude. That story was fucking incredible.
This is crazy. Yeah, you've been a real interesting one in a string of just more normals.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's good to have a fellow weird on the pod. Well, come to the Lincoln Lounge every goddamn night
every
of the week.
Every night of the week.
Comedy. We're here a lot. We're doing stuff. Check us out. Nick, you got dates to plug?
I think this is going to come out when I'm in Minneapolis. Sisyphus Brewing. Come out to that tonight and tomorrow night.
And we're gonna headline fucking Zoo Bar in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, on Sunday.
So you check that out that weekend, and then check out the fucking Patreon. If you're
how
can I help Kenyon and Nick? You're listening to this, and you're like, these kids need help.
Patreon,
bud.
Patreon.
And you get an extra app. We drink a little bit more. We talk some shit. It's a good time.
The last episode, we drank a lot more.
A lot.
All right.
At one point, I had to resuscitate Nick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, guys. You just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.